I gaze out at the vast ocean before me. The water laps against the shore like a graceful song to my ears, quietly whispering a melody I once loved. But it does nothing to calm my nerves. Waves roll in, and with each pass of the water, the sand below me scratches beneath my bare feet. I close my eyes to take in the peace, but the visions behind my eyelids are still there, and the pain of his betrayal continues to etch away at me. As usual, nothing has gone according to my plan. I'm not sure what I expected, but it certainly wasn't what I got. I never really liked him. So why did it hurt so much? Life has taught me hard lessons. I learned long ago that I could never rely on anyone to be there for me. But even after everything I've been through, I still need to know I mean something to someone. That someone out there cares. It certainly isn't my parents, although my father tries. Ever since he left when I was 10, it hasn't been the same. And my mom? Well, my mom is currently in the midst of becoming Mrs. Someone for the fourth time. I'm her perfectly created specimen, the daughter she flaunts at the parties she attends. When I was 11, Mom was trying to land a British duke, which required extensive travel to Europe. To this day, I'm not sure why she dragged me along. In the end, all we had to show for the experience was me being held back a grade. So even though I'm already 18, I'm only a senior in high school. I turn my head to look over my shoulder and gaze at the house in the distance. Right up the beach is the house party we decided to crash earlier. Bridget's older sister rented the house for the summer with a bunch of her college buddies. We knew a ton of Cranbrook alumni, including my boyfriend, Matthew. Well, ex-boyfriend now, would also be there. At the last minute, Bridget and I decided to pack a bag full of clothes and join the fun for the weekend. The good news is we didn't need to pack a lot. Bridget and I can share clothes, both 5'5" and small boned. Being friends with her means I have access to two separate wardrobes, which is always a plus. We actually look more alike than her and her sister. Her sister Olivia is so tall and skinny that she could be a model. There is a resemblance, though. Both girls have striking blue eyes, not so different than my own. They also have very similar fun personalities. I love being with them. They always make me feel at home and include me. Why else would we feel comfortable enough crashing a college party we weren't invited to? Although everyone at the party was significantly older than us, we knew we'd be welcome. It would be everyone's last hurrah. I couldn't wait to get there and spend some time with Matt before school started. But it turned out he wasn't missing me as much as I missed him.